what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, June 6th, and this is episode number 200.
Mark's trying to pop a bottle of champagne. He's trying.
That's my hands in here.
He's really having Mark's a hard time. Mark's hands look real slippery on that bottle of champagne.
He's trying to open some Andre. Nailed it!
All right. That cork went flying.
It was authentic. No sound effects.
All right. It's also the 75th anniversary of D-Day, so let's get a little USA,
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 USA, USA. Man. So that's a big day.
Try not to drive your car off a bridge after that opening.
Yeah. You're Ford. Right? Yeah.
So
especially for you guys in Pittsburgh.
200 for us.
If you haven't gotten the car, you're probably going to run to work.
That's right. And we have to remind you that we have another Cannabis Cup Power Hour coming up this Saturday at 3:30 Eastern. So tune in on Periscope to that. It's going to be crazy. All right, our top stories of the day. I'm going to do a Trump date, the Irish-Mexican edition. So you'll have to stay tuned to find out what that
means. I'm intrigued.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's exotic.
Irish-Mexicans are beautiful.
Very exotic. Do they exist?
Oh, yeah. You'll know when you see one.
Is Canelo one?
I don't know.
Oh, ooh, maybe.
Canelo Alvarez?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Fighters are beautiful, I guess.
Oh, it's red hair.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway. You didn't pick up on it. It's okay.
Not a sports guy. You know that.
Pat doesn't know Canelo has red hair. He's also going to tell us about a Dominican hotel where Americans are dropping like flies.
Shit is going down in the Dominican Republic, y'all.
All right. We'll find out. And then Mark and Wes will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Okay, let's get into the Trump date. First up, the border situation.
If guns could have sex, you know what they would have sex with? Holsters. That's an insertion joke in case you missed it. But seriously, if you own a gun, do the responsible thing and get that gun laid and buy it the hottest piece of ass money can buy. And that would be a sexy holster by We the People Holsters. We the People Holsters offers custom-made holsters all produced in the USA. They design their own holsters in-house, which means they don't use any third-party molds for their holsters. Instead, they design every unique mold in Las Vegas in order to best fit each and every firearm perfectly. They consistently update designs, adding new designs every month, which lets them stay up to date on the newest models that come out. Every holster has an adjustable retention, which is signaled with a click sound. This lets you know the firearm is securely and happily in place. If you ever want more tension, you can just tighten one screw and you're done. Custom printed designs in-house, thin blue line, thin red line, constitution camo, an American flag, anything you want, and more coming out each month. We the People holsters started just $37 a piece. Every holster comes with a lifetime guarantee. Every holster ships free. If it's not perfect, send it back for a refund. Right now, listeners of the Hard Factor show can go to wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and enter promo code FACTOR at checkout to get $10 off their first holster. That's as low as $37, and shipping is free with an additional $10 off using my promo code. Again, that's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and promo code FACTOR at checkout for $10 off.
Senate Republicans are surprising everyone by moving to block the new tariffs on Mexico, saying that they would be a financial burden on American citizens. But it may not matter what they say, because House Republicans, who are also needed to block a veto, are looking like they're all about the new tariff. So the Senate might not have a say in it.
I mean, I agree that tariffing a trade partner might be a financial burden on American citizens. But where was this when we were tariffing the bejesus out of China, which makes everything?
It's true.
Yeah, I guess Mexico, now that they're our biggest trade partner,
they're the new China.
That's a concern.
Well, and there are some senatorial Republicans who are not down with this. They just can't figure it out because Trump's in England.
The House, they're, you're saying. You got that wrong.
Yeah. You're talking about House Republicans. Yeah. I thought you're talking about senators.
Senate did say they're not into it. The House is into it.
Yeah, the House loves
it. Correct.
Yeah.
That's the situation.
Give me House.
Yeah. And this is all coming as border arrests in May topped 132,000. That's the highest level since 2006.
Yeah.
And so presumably all those arrests are occurring with people flooding over the border trying to beat whatever the effects of the tariffs are going to be.
132,000 arrested in just the month of May?
Just the month of May.
Holy shit.
What kind of charges are we talking about?
I don't know, but that's like
People entering the country illegally.
I mean, that's like all day. That's like nonstop arrest and then drop them somewhere, then arrest and then drop them somewhere. Right. That's
Are Mexicans just getting slower?
less stealthy, perhaps? Yeah, stealthy. I don't know. The coyotes are getting worse.
What do you mean, Wes?
Yeah. I meant like speed wise.
I don't know.
Like slower speed wise.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, why they're getting caught more frequently, but it's happening.
Probably just because there's more of them coming over.
Yeah, can't run as fast as what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah. And then finally, with all of those arrests, or not arrests, but you know, people being detained at the border, since we have so many migrants being held, the White House says they can no longer afford legal aid or English classes for migrant children, which they were offering before. So if you don't care what's happening down there, you should, because it's an absolute fucking mess. And they have like 20 judges dealing with all this.
Right.
So.
That's like the judges are taking vacation.
They're
and shit.
On rotation.
Like, yeah, they're on rotation. It seems like it's a mess down
kids
there.
Kids are in Walmart. They pulled all the English books out of the Walmart.
We should work until they die.
We should start a business down there. They're like selling like water or something like cold and refreshing down there. It would kill.
Mm-hmm. Let's take advantage.
Lemonade, something.
Yeah,
they definitely need some cold beverages.
Groucho Marx sunglasses and mustaches to get them through. It's my cousin.
Right. It would work.
However you feel about improving it doesn't really matter. Everybody should care that it should get better. Moving on, the rest of the stories are a little bit more lighthearted. The town of Doonbeg, Ireland, is buzzing right now with the Trump family in town. You wouldn't think he's loved in so many European cities, but this town says they owe their livelihoods to Trump for buying the golf resort nearby in 2014.
Save the town.
So old Doonbeg, they hung American flags all over the place, and now Don Jr. and Eric are going from pub to pub buying everybody Guinnesses.
Wow.
So,
I mean, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you got to at least root for Don Jr. and Eric to have one good weekend where people like them.
I know.
People are just constantly like offering Trump a beer. He's like, no. I don't drink.
Sex is my vice.
Also.
And power.
I mean,
sex and power.
That just sounds like a fun time. You
know,
like,
sounds awesome. Little golf.
Little Irish
Guinness.
American celebration.
Literally buzzing. Yeah.
Like, going to a town where people love you? Yeah, sounds very fun.
Sounds like a good time. This is not such a fun story. A Fort Worth high school English teacher, Georgia Clark, she got fired from her job for tweeting out that she needed government contacts to help her deport the illegals in her classroom.
She couldn't do it herself.
The best part about this English teacher, who's been teaching since 1998, she didn't realize that she was tweeting. She thought that Twitter was communicating directly with President Trump.
Yeah, she thought Twitter was the bat phone.
Basically.
She's not wrong. I mean, he's on Twitter a lot.
Why didn't she just...
She thought it was the hotline.
Why didn't she just fail the kids, you know?
Just fail the kids?
Just fail them.
Pat, that'll you help. May be onto something, because as it turns out, after she's fired, she's going to appeal this, and... Well, she's actually been reassigned and disciplined before for being racially insensitive. So I think she'll probably lose the appeal.
Oh, there's a twist at the end. She's been racist the whole time.
Yeah. This is how how bad we need teachers. They're moving around like a Catholic priest.
A woman named Georgia.
I thought she like got hit in the rock hit at the rock and became racist.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is a new thing. She turned over a new racist leaf.
Right.
Nope. Turns out just that's how she's been forever.
She's like, shit, there's too many Mexicans in this class.
Oh, my God. She's a hateful teacher is the worst kind of teacher.
It's going to be a bad year
for me. If you look at her picture,
she's just looking at the roster, seeing all the Rodriguezes.
Gonzalez again.
Slams her lesson plan on the desk.
Julio, get to the back of the class.
If you check out her picture, her teacher picture, like it's all like soft earth tones, like nothing is darker than like a light tan on her entire person, like her hair, skin, clothes. Usually
you line up like alphabetical or tallest to shortest. She lines you up whitest to darkest, and then in the back of the room, she's like tweeting, they're in the back, like to the government contacts. Get them, they're in the back of the line.
I've corralled them all up, made it easier for you.
Bring sounds like ties. Her classroom was pretty interesting place. Okay, and finally, even with all this going on, I mean, not all of it was bad, but it's a lot of shit. President Trump is the strong favorite right now in 2020 election odds. And our promise to you is that after episode 200, we're going to do a better job covering political election odds for degenerate gamblers just like ourselves, and hopefully some of our listeners, maybe you'll find that interesting.
We're going to make you rich. We're all going to get rich betting on the politics.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I threw $8 at Kanye last night.
That's right. That pays out
so
big.
So you lost $8. Also, didn't Wes just lose $100?
He might have.
I didn't actually make the bet.
Oh, okay.
Luckily. Well,
he tried to bet on a guy that's not even running.
I got some important information today via Twitter.
What kind of show do you host, Wes?
It's a, information-based show.
Yeah, I was saying after episode 200. Yeah. We're still learning. We're still learning. We're new at this.
I just know Kanye pays out $8 to 8,000.
It's not a bad bet.
Yeah, if he wins.
Not a bad bet.
So.
Yeah, I'm glad you kept it at $8. Yeah. The current lines for winning the 2020 election, this is the general election, Trump is at +110, riding on a strong economy, an opportunity to improve border security, and currently 54% of Americans believing that he will indeed be reelected. But gambling is not about the favorites only. There are some underdogs. Here's the next four or five closest. Biden is at +450. Bernie is at +700. Buttigieg, +1,200. Kamala Harris, +1,200. Everybody else is +2,000 or higher. Do you guys see any value picks there at all?
I'm going to bet 3,000 on -5,000. Bernie has a health scare soon.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, we got to get the props.
Talk about health scares. Trump is old as shit. Someone should bet on the next favorite for Republican, because there's a good chance that he dies at that age.
Yeah. That could be true.
That's not a bad bet. Well, I don't think he's going to die, but he might get like sick and quit.
Could get sick.
Yeah. He seems like, but he doesn't. He's in pretty good health. Honestly,
it's true.
So. Yeah, Biden is also
he's getting praised all over Europe right now. I mean, that's going to boost your health.
What indicator are you saying he's in good health? His body?
As in, like, yeah, he just seems like he's not about to die to me.
The way he talks shit. Biden is also +200 to win the Democratic nomination, which I think is the best bet.
I like that bet. Yeah, I like that bet.
Yeah. And I was going to say, even on the general election right now, if I was picking value picks, I'd pick Biden at +450 and Kamala Harris at +1,200.
Interesting.
But I don't think they have much of a shot. I agree with 54% of America that right now it looks like Trump is in a pretty tight hold. So,
Yep. Agreed.
That's it for the Trump date. It was long. Sorry about that.
All right, guys.
I apologize. It's the 200th episode.
It was great.
It was long. Not sorry.
Pour me some of that champagne, will you?
Yeah. Quit hogging the entree. Yeah.
Exploring the space.
It's gonna get warm in this hot garage.
It's Corbell, you dick. I spent $16 on this.
Well, I don't know what Corbell means. Right here, look, right. I have a warning for all you American listeners out there. No matter what you do, no matter how bad you want to, do not go to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, because it's not Tahiti.
Yeah, I don't care how much you like plantains or baseball. Stay away. It can save your life.
Why is that?
Well, that's because something fishy is going on in the DRP as of late, and American tourists have been winding up beat up or dead. Let's start with the timeline. January 2019, Tammy Lawrence Daly of Wilmington, Delaware, was vacationing at the all-inclusive Majestic Elegance Resort with her husband.
Hey, time out. Ooh. Traveler's tip. Don't go to a resort that has two adjectives back-to-back. The Majestic Elegance Resort?
Yeah. That means they couldn't even afford an English translator.
Yeah, that's the daily deal on Cheap Caribbean.
It's the good part.
They try to trick you with adjectives.
Yeah. After a night cutting a rug, she'd worked up an appetite. It was 80s night at the resort's club. She went down to the lobby for a midnight snack, but she never got that snack, as she was brutally attacked and beaten within an inch of her life, leaving her in the hospital
for
5 days.
Oh, jeez.
Tammy claimed the attacker was wearing a hotel employee uniform. Yeah. In a viral Facebook post, she described her attack, quote, "My lifeless body was dragged down concrete stairs to an underground wastewater area. I was kicked in the head, I was beaten with a club, and then strangled again for the kill."
Yikes.
"At which time he disposed of my body into an area I refer to as the hole."
She's going to remember the hole forever.
Yeah, she named the place she thought she was going to die.
That's a pretty dark thought. Yeah. So she was literally dying, and she's just naming the hole while she's dying.
I'm going to call this the hole.
This is the hole. Yeah.
May 20th.
That also sounds pretty, like, fantastical.
Well, Will, it's funny you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's a liar.
Because they're, okay, so her face does not lie. She was beaten up bad.
Well, sure. Right,
she could have just gotten drunk and fallen down a flight of stairs.
I will say this. The authorities are questioning her story.
I'm just kidding. She obviously got beat up.
And her husband looks like he can punch, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
May 25th, 2019, Miranda Schwab Werner of Pennsylvania was staying at the Grand Bahia Principi Hotel, celebrating her 9th wedding anniversary with her husband. I assume.
Another cheap Caribbean special.
Yeah, upon checking in, the couple went right to the room to relax after a long trip where Miranda imbibed a drink from the minibar. Little did she know that overpriced drink would be her last, because according to her husband, she rapidly started suffering from intense pain and collapsed, later dying. According to the hotel, she died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. I don't know that hotels are allowed to perform autopsies.
The problem with the little shots from the minibar is the scorpions are still alive.
That's true.
In the drink.
Mm-hmm.
It just stung her heart.
I didn't hear the seal crack.
It's got to be poison, right?
It could have been poison. We don't know, but stay tuned.
Well, we got one beating and one poison.
Here's the third.
You figured out the case?
Just as
I think I'm on the track.
It's possible. Wait for the third. Just as Miranda Schwab Werner was checking out of the Grand Bahia Principi Hotel and Earth, Cynthia Ann Day, 49, and Nathaniel Edward Holmes, 63, both of Prince George's County, Maryland, were checking in. The couple engaged went on what they described as a boat ride of their life on social media. Hours later, they were both dead in their hotel room.
Great reading of your own words there.
Yeah, great reading there.
I was throwing some drama in there.
You want to add some font size to
this? Throw some drama in there, okay. Bro. An autopsy found they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. What's going on in the DRP?
Wait a minute. That's another pulmonary.
That's a third, yes.
That's a pulmonary. That's two pulmonary edema.
So what happened? Yeah, so one woman
got
beat.
So the first was a beating.
Uh-huh.
And then the last two were from the same hotel.
Same hotel.
With the same pulmonary edema.
Yeah, which means
so we got two different
fluid
we got
filled
two
their
different
lungs
criminals.
They suffocated.
Two different criminals.
Potentially.
Yeah,
it's got to be two different, right? Because it's two different methods of murdering and it's two different locations.
I mean, the Dominican Could Republic be. Have more than two people, locals, you know? Like yep. There's.
Well, hold on, but the first woman identified her attacker as a hotel employee. So
at
it might be a conspiracy.
At a different hotel.
Yes, but it could be a conspiracy. That's what I'm saying. They're
okay.
At the bar.
What do you think it is?
Well, I think that maybe it's a disgruntled employee who hates hyphenated names.
Ah, because all the people had hyphenated names?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, could be.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. It's definitely.
He has a short name.
I would be scared shitless if I was at that second hotel where everybody's dying.
Yeah. I'd be drinking my brains out, being like, oh, not again. I should have done that because it's going to kill me. But then I'd be nervous and drink again, you know, like the whole time. It's such a cheap trip. I need to drink.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're like, every fucking. You're at like the piano bar, like the pool bar, and like the maid is staring at you, and you're just like freaking out. But you're still getting hammered because you're paying for it.
Exactly. Like, I'm really nervous, but I do have a boat tour tomorrow that I'm excited about.
Yeah. I've already paid this fucking captain 5,000 pesos.
It's still the second best vacation I've ever had, though.
Let's take it to the internet. And by the way, it's a great time to visit the DRP. It's real cheap.
These prices are to die for.
Yeah. Readings by Mother Courage says, it's such a shame because these places are so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, she's missing the point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful places.
Yeah.
People are dying.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And then Kay Love says, Queenie Ariel, be careful there. And Andrea Nicole says, Kay Love, I will. And then Queenie Ariel says, thank you, boo. Just say a prayer for the both of us. And then Kay Love says, Andrea, always just be aware of the surroundings. And then Andrea Nicole says, I will at all times.
It's just a nice group of friends.
Yeah, nice group of friends. Wow. Nice group of ladies.
That's not going to be a fun vacation for that guy.
For what guy?
A constantly paranoid. Well, I assume she was going with like maybe like
no, it's two ladies going.
Some ladies.
Oh, really?
Okay. Three ladies.
Then they're both just gonna be paranoid the whole time and ruin each other's vacations.
A lot of looking left and right.
Yeah.
Let's go to lightning round, huh?
All right. Oh, we're going to lightning round. Okay.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna start the 200th episode of Lightning Round the only way I knew how to. In Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Two would-be thieves unsuccessfully robbed an ATM machine. The leader of the two, armed with a blowtorch, told his buddy who had a crowbar to serve as the lookout as he lit flame to the ATM. The problem was he welded the hinges shut, making it even more hard to break into. It was so hard that the guy with the crowbar was like, I don't think we can break into this at this point.
Hey, does money burn?
Yeah. Hey, Brian, did you do something weird to this ATM? It's gotten harder to break in.
I can't shove the crowbar in because you welded it shut.
Maybe they were thinking if they're not getting money out of it, no one is.
That's a good point. I think that they might have just been protecting the bank because they knew that there were so many people that were going to rob it in Florida.
Good Samaritans.
Yeah, they were just welding it shut. Yeah.
It reminds me of the. Have you guys seen the ending of Chernobyl?
No, not yet.
I haven't started watching.
Welding stuff. Jesus. This is going to be dark. Welding something shut in Chernobyl.
Yeah. You're behind. You got to watch the finale.
It was the highest rated show in the history of IMDb's television shows, apparently.
Yeah, it was great.
Best show ever. So,
All right, moving on. More Florida for you, and it's a fishing story, so my apologies, Pat. We know how you hate these.
No one likes them.
Yeah, the old man in the sea, Moby Dick.
Pat, I heard that this morning listening to the show, and you're so wrong. Everybody loves fishing stories.
No, they're usually told by like your uncle you don't like. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, it's like the only thing you want to hear when you're around a campfire, like universally, around the world.
Was it a big fish? Wow, how big was it?
Yeah, like the movie Big Fish.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm imagining the size. What did it taste like?
You're still wrong. Fishing stories are incredible.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Pat gets seasick, I think.
It's like ghost stories and fishing stories. That's the order.
All right, so what was supposed to be a great day in the water, reeling in fish in the sun, turned into a literal nightmare for passengers that chartered the boat Double Marker, captained by Mark Bailey, little creative play on words by the Florida man there, who apparently is a bit of a loose cannon. As described by you, you don't say, Wes. Yeah. So as described by several passengers on the boat, Bailey was consuming some cold brewskis on the way out to the fishing grounds.
No big deal.
Yeah. However, that wasn't all Bailey was doing, as other passengers claimed to have seen him drinking rum and snorting cocaine.
So, where's the crime?
Right. Yeah. He was having a little private captain's party. Yeah. No one else was invited.
He's a Florida boat captain.
Right. Yeah. You want your captain focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when you're going out on the ocean, the combination of rum and cocaine kind of prepares you for the swell, you know?
It's pretty much why you become a captain, so you can do cocaine and drink rum every day.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Tell me some sexist jokes and share your cocaine, Captain.
That's what you expect. That is what Wes wants.
Yeah. That's what all captains do.
Oh, really?
The sexist joke part, at least. So
you did that to her, huh?
Things took a turn for the worst when one of the passengers asked another passenger to grab him a beer, and when the selfish captain told the teen to not give the man the beer, the teen thought the captain was joking, and when he did give the man the beer, the captain grabbed him by the neck and snapped the necklace off of it.
It's 19 to drink on this boat and 17 for cocaine.
Did he cut himself on the puka shells?
Probably, yeah. And that's when passengers realized they were in a bit of a jam.
What, the assaulted teenager, you mean?
Yeah, things just turned. Bailey then asked to speak to another passenger in private and said this to the man, quote, "I have a gun, and if I want to, I will put a bullet in each of your heads and leave you out here."
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Threat of murder, you know.
You are on the high seas. You do run that risk every time you go out. I mean, you've seen It's Always Sunny. You should know the implication.
Yeah, right. I mean, it still doesn't sound like super unusual for a Florida boat tour, but
that's not bad. That's pretty bad.
Still pretty normal, right?
Yeah.
which probably really disappointed the man because he likely thought he was being invited back to have like a bump or two with the captain, but that wasn't the case. So keep in mind, this is 60 miles offshore. So
he just gave me a flashback to a time I did cocaine with a guy named Captain. I'm sorry.
There you go.
He called himself Captain.
He had nine fingers. Tindale? I'm sorry.
He had nine fingers. Interesting.
I'll tell you about it later.
So 60 miles out.
Yeah, this is maritime law.
Right.
You're on the Double Marker with Mark Bailey.
You're legal gambling and legal murder, according to Bailey. So not long after, Bailey came out with his 9mm, fired 6 or 7 shots in the air, and the passengers began to think they were just going to be murdered.
Yeah. Now it's getting scary.
Now it's getting real scary. So 17 hours into the trip.
Jesus Christ.
They left at 7 a.m.
Is that a normal length?
No.
No.
Running a little long there.
Not unless you run out of gas.
17 hours later.
Yeah.
Captain Mark.
17 hours into the trip, the drunk...
he had a lot of cocaine. Yeah,
the drunk captain mistakenly steered the boat close enough to shore for cell phone service to work, and passengers called the police who came to the rescue.
That was his problem. He ran out of cocaine.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He needed to get more.
Yeah.
He had too much rum, not enough cocaine.
Right.
Couldn't keep
it going. He broke his own rule, which is don't let them get close enough to shore to make a cell phone call.
Don't throw their cell phones into the ocean.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Mark?
Yeah, what an idiot, right? So now all these passengers have the best story I can think of. You know, people, you caught a 1,500-pound black marlin. Well, my captain almost shot me in the head and threw me in the ocean.
I still don't want to hear it.
A little bit better.
Nice lightning round story, Wes. Wes doesn't understand how the lightning round works.
It's about as long as
Moby Dick. It was a six-minute story.
A lot of details.
So Herman Melville. Herman Melville fish story.
200th episode, and Wes has the longest lightning round of all time. Well, all right, next story. Largest drug testing lab in the United States, Quest Diagnostics. Quest Diagnostics lost over 7 million patients' records. I sure could have used that back in the early 2000s when I was a teenager applying for Best Buy. I spent a third of my first paycheck at GNC buying an extremely unsafe body flush cleanse that the guy's like, this'll work, before I even earned my first paycheck there. I was really hoping that it worked, and guess what, guys?
Mark's like, you guys sell these things on credit, or?
Yeah.
Can I get a layaway plan?
It was like $90 was worth, and I was like, oh, was yeah. it worth I was like 15. Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
One of that job.
Smoked many like 2 days before the drug test. Yeah. It worked.
I remember applying for Best Buy too, just like pacing at like 6 a.m., just like trying to hold it down. Like, is this worth it? Just like puking every now and
you
again.
You do this too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for Best Buy.
Yeah. No, I feel like I've seen both of you guys take multiple detoxes.
It's a fucking catch 22 because Chase.
You also do the same thing for Best Buy.
Best Buy, Chase Bank.
Wes, you remember when you got that job also, at the bagel shop and you walked in the morning and then walked out?
Time out. Yes. Pro tip for anyone out there that's trying to take a drug test. These cleanses do work, but what you need to do is you need to wake up and pee once in the morning and then have it be your second or third pee, not the first in the morning. Then also, if you can, pee a little bit outside of the cup because it's the middle part of the pee that doesn't have the THC in it. Anyways.
Right, the first part, not good.
Yeah, and the ending's not good either. You pinch it off at the end too and don't pee in the cup. Anyways.
Sounds like Mark read the pamphlet.
No, it sounds like I passed some drug tests. That's not exactly the case here. It wasn't that type of patient records being lost. They just got hacked and it was a massive data breach and they lost 7 million people's personal health information. Again, I was probably involved in this.
Yeah, so everybody just knows your cholesterol count now.
No, everyone thinks like, the hackers think I live in Virginia and have unbelievable counts of creatine is what they think. That's
it's just one nerd trying to figure out if his girlfriend actually did give him AIDS.
Yeah.
HIV. Whoa. Whatever. Sorry.
Well,
you were ripped that week, Mark. I remember.
Yeah, because it could be blood too. It doesn't have to be.
That's a drug thing. Is you want your creatine count high?
I don't know.
You'll learn.
You getting the job.
If you ever get a real job with a corporation, you'll learn.
You got a job. I remember. I worked for Chick-fil-A.
That's right. You've never had a job. Next story.
Never had a job. All right. Paul Manafort is in some serious trouble again, and that's because the former Trump campaign manager and lover of ostrich jackets, who we have covered extensively, is being moved to one of the most notoriously violent prisons in the country, and that prison is Rikers Island. And even Dems are saying this move is a bit outrageous. So
yeah, he's not a violent criminal.
Rikers,
unless you're an ostrich.
Yeah, exactly.
unless you're an exotic animal, then he's like fucking Jack the Ripper.
Yeah,
it's not for violent criminals. It just happens to be the New York City prison. So
Well, yeah, that's where a lot of them are housed. So Rikers, which is known for gang violence and housing some pretty famous violent criminals, Pat, like the Son of Sam and Mark David Chapman.
Pretty violent.
Yeah. Oh, he was pretty violent.
Those are bad.
Yeah. So
I take it back.
Experts are saying this move is bullshit because they believe state officials who are investigating Trump made the move to make his conditions unbearable so he will cooperate.
My balls about reading my words.
The wheels are coming off.
It's that damn champagne. We'll cooperate with them and give information on Trump.
Holy shit.
I doubt he stays there very long.
That's great. All right. A woman was arrested on Friday after going behind the counter at McDonald's restaurant and slapping a pregnant manager in the face because the customer's order was made wrong. I read that last sentence directly from the news source I got it from because, frankly, I couldn't have possibly written it better than that.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a video, but I'm just going to assume that this woman was very, very much showing because after 200 episodes, I can't think positively about human beings.
It's hard.
So that's what I'm going with. No, I kid.
Wait, you mean the woman? No, I thought the woman she slapped was pregnant.
Correct. Yes. The McDonald's worker was pregnant, and I'm guessing she was 8 months out. No, I'm guessing she was just showing, and that the woman who slapped her didn't give a fuck because she's a despicable human being.
She was expecting Burger King level service, but she was out of McDonald's.
Almost slapped the baby out of her. I kid, though. About the not knowing she was pregnant part, not the human beings being despicable. The McDonald's worker was 29 weeks pregnant. I did my research, and that's showing probably. And she was slapped by 21-year-old Chanel Hansen of Norwich, Connecticut, who first attempted to make the order correctly herself behind the counter before slapping the pregnant
woman. That's awesome. Wow, yeah. I love that.
That's bold.
Yeah. I'll make it myself.
Yeah.
I hope Chanel's in jail. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. Finally, an Ohio doctor is being charged with 25 counts of murder for purposely giving patients lethal doses of painkillers and making others administrate the doses under his orders. Guess what drug it was?
Viagra?
No.
Oxycontin?
Come on. We've covered this.
Marijuana?
You guessed it. China's main export, fentanyl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. But it's not in China. It was in Ohio.
I think their main export is wigs. I'll have to check.
I don't like this story.
They still have it.
And I'll tell you why. Because all this stuff in the news is discouraging doctors from giving out painkillers, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So
I still haven't found one that'll give them to me, but I keep trying.
Well, now you're not going to.
I'm like, you're just trying to get... You're trying to lean into the opioid crisis. I just want to be
catch able to
the wave, baby.
I don't want to go like to a 10 on a 1 to 10. I want to go to like a 7. Like I said, I want to get Adderall from my doctor. I want to get Xanax from my doctor. And I don't want my doctor being a pussy because everyone's getting arrested.
Well, neither of those are opioids, though.
I know. Right? I'm not saying I want opioids, but the opioid crisis is making all the doctors scared of giving anything away illegally, which...
When did you start referring to me as your doctor?
Good point.
All right, so most patients... Most patients which were killed between 2015 and 2018 were on like ventilators, were basically on their way out anyway. Oh. And this shithead's lawyer is claiming the doctor was simply trying to provide, quote, comfort care to the patients who were going to die anyway, which is the defense is going to land him in jail for the rest of his life.
Mm. Yeah. Fentanyl you didn't ask
for. If I was him, I'd take a dose of fentanyl and go out peacefully.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Side note, be on the lookout for a special edition Macho Man Slim Jim action figure coming out soon. We will certainly be ordering one to display proudly in the Heart Factor studio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's it, guys. That's episode 200.
Nice.
You want to quit?
I don't know.
We should keep going.
No, we'll keep going.
We'll keep going.
All right. Yeah. We'll see you.
Hey, guys.
Now, tune in. For real. Saturday. Cannabis Cup Power Hour. Tune in on Periscope, 3:30 to 4:30. It's going to be really fun. We're going to have special guests. We're not sure all the special guests we'll have yet, but there's going to be crazy events going on stage.
Also, if you want 200 more, definitely at Erica and Dave that we should be full time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
We're like 90 tweets away, guys.
Yeah. We're starting to get under their skin, so just keep tweeting them, Instagramming them, podcast, PodTunes, just at the shit out of them.
But for real. PodTunes them. Classic PodTunes.
Cooperate with them.
We got it.
We love this job. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Have a great
fucking
day.
We love you.
In a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes.
See you later, yeah!
Reefers.
Time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.